I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning, Larry Richard with Anchorman Paul Rasmussen. The results are in. We just talked with Rich Fitzgerald in the last hour, along with Corey O'Connor and Judge-elect Jamie Hickton. And Rich said he was going down the David Lawrence Convention Center because there's a big thing going on. Pittsburgh Robotics Network proud to present their Robotics and AI Discovery Day. And joining us is Maddie Love, Director of Communications for the Pittsburgh Robotics Network. And you can see her on our live stream at kdkradio.com and our new YouTube KDK Radio page that you can watch, presented by Metropolitan Window Company. Maddie, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
Give us some sense of what is happening today at the David Lawrence Convention Center. Suffice to say, Rich Fitzgerald thinks it's a big deal and is rolling down the hill from the Parkway West to get there.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely a big deal today. So it's happening today. It's a chance to really experience the future right here in Pittsburgh. We are the robotics capital of the world, and we were the birthplace of AI. So why not throw a wonderful event that goes ahead and celebrates that right here?
So how many different companies will be represented, and what kind of things will we see?
Yeah, so it's really here for groundbreaking innovation, world-class research. We have everything from robotics companies and AI companies that are located here in Pittsburgh, some that are global, as well as our staple institutions like CMU, Pitt, and all of their affiliates here. It's about making sure that everyone has an opportunity to have a touch point with robotics. There are really, really cool things happening here in Pittsburgh, and over 200 exhibitors and 10,000 attendees expected today.
Well, that's impressive in and of itself. And as you know, Maddie, a lot of the talk for years has been, how do we get talent to come here and how do we keep talent here from young people moving away? And what are we doing to attract people with these new jobs?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that's where robotics and AI has a huge future here in Pittsburgh. It's something that we go ahead and make sure that there's workforce programs that can train people into technician roles that creates additional employment here. We also have two world-class institutions here. And if we can provide wonderful companies here for them to go ahead and work, that gives them a future here in Pittsburgh. And that's what we see with Gecko, who just hit unicorn status. Skilled AI, a world-class AI institution, right?
When you say unicorn status, that means they've reached the $1 billion mark.
Yeah, it's a pretty big deal. And they're right here in Pittsburgh. They're actually right there on the showroom floor.
And I'm also curious in terms of outside of getting people excited about robotics and artificial intelligence, part of what you have to do is to sell the region. What do you tell people that are here from out of town?
Yeah, so there's a ton of people here from out of town right now. We have investors. We have people looking to make partnerships. We have people that are looking to explore new business options here in Pittsburgh as well. And I think when they come here, they're really blown away. Pittsburgh, it's heavier than you'd think in the world of tech. And we're just excited to celebrate that today.
When you walk around, and I'm sure you've been out on the exhibit floor just to see the setup, any aha moments even for you, things you see and you go, wow, that's really incredible?
Yes. So this is our fourth annual. To tell you, it's insane this year. There are robots and autonomous machines running everywhere. There are autonomous forklifts. The Aurora self-driving truck is here. We have Astrobotic. We have Gecko. We have amazing companies, and they have actual physical robots, physical products that you can see, touch, feel, make sure that you have, get an eyeball up and close and personal and have an opportunity to interact with. And we think that's really important because oftentimes these products are, behind closed doors. You don't actually get to see them. You get to see a cool video of them. This is a really rare opportunity to walk up and actually have an interaction.
I'm going to have to send you, and I showed Rich that we were in San Francisco and took a driverless car from Waymo around the city of San Francisco.
Cool.
Yeah. And that technology largely was developed here. Same with the autonomous truck.
Big time. Yeah, it's awesome. I don't think people realize how much technology does get developed here. And our goal is to make sure, you know, showcase it off here and keep that talent here. Keep these companies here. Make sure that there is a ton of commercialization here in the Pittsburgh region to continue to grow us into the tech hub that we are.
Now, this is 9 until 6 today. David Lawrence Convention Center. Is there an admittance fee?
No, it is completely free and open to the public. So there's a registration desk right at the top of Hall A. All you have to do is come up the escalators and come hang out.
I think that's a great idea. And again, more than 10,000 attendees expected and over 200 exhibitors. So, Maddie, appreciate you taking some time for us this morning. Sounds like it's going to be a great day.
Amazing. Come on out. Don't miss your chance to see the future.
The future is here. Maddie Love, Director of Communications, Pittsburgh Robotics Network.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.